listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the prophet Isaiah and talk to you about the prophet's call. I'm going to read you Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, which says this. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Everyone experiences the call of God in his or her own way. But Isaiah's experience was both striking and instructive. In the midst of his heavenly vision, Isaiah met with God, and he was convicted of his sin. He was cleansed by a burning work, and then Isaiah was drawn in by the glory of God's throne. But then he heard words from the throne of God that would change his life forever. He heard these words, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" God asked for a person because God wants to reach the world, and he wants to reach it through willing people. This God of majesty, sovereignty, and power asked for volunteers. He could easily create robots to do his work or command angels to carry out his will, but God wants willing, surrendered, flesh and blood human being servants. This means that we should never wait for God to force us to serve him. He looks for willing hearts to step forward. So he asked, "Whom shall I send?" The question tells us that the missionary, the Christian worker, the witness of Jesus Christ is sent. There is also a divine commission. Who will go for us? That means that the missionary, the Christian worker, the witness of Jesus Christ has decided to go. Here we see a cooperation of the divine sent and the human will go. We also can't miss the wonderful reply of the prophet. Here's what Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah emphatically answered God's call. He didn't hesitate. Isaiah wanted to be the answer to God's question. We can see the things that created this responsive heart in Isaiah. He had a heart that had been in the presence of God. He had a heart that knew its own sinfulness. He had a heart that knew the need among the people, the need for God's word. Fourth, he had a heart that had been touched by God's cleansing fire. And fifth, he had a heart that heard God's heart to reach the nations. You see, when Isaiah said, "Send me," it meant that he was submitted to the Lord and all of his servants. He didn't say, "Here I am, I will go." No, Isaiah would not go at all unless he knew that the Lord sent him. Many people are quick to say, "Here I am, I will go," but they never wait for the Lord to send them. More than anything, remember that Isaiah did not go to heaven looking for a call. Isaiah came simply to draw near to God. God didn't give a specific call to Isaiah as if he said, "Isaiah, this is what I want you to do." Isaiah spent time with God, heard his heart, and responded accordingly, and that was the prophet's call. So for you, seek God's call for your life in the same way. Draw near to him, and as you learn his heart, you will know what he wants for you. Maybe not for the next 10 years or 5 years, but you can know what he wants for you today. And that's enough for the servant of the Lord. Draw near to God that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.